Hello.
Hello,
can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cassandra, and I'm returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because y'all just tried to take some money. You took some money out of my account, and then you tried again today. And I have not authorized anything. My bank called me because I have an alert on my phone, and I needed to find out. Y'all need to put, you took $9 and something out, and then today y'all tried to take 60 something out.
Well, ma'am, it looked like, okay. Can I have your zip code, please?
76710.
Okay. Okay, hold on, ma'am.
And the bank didn't know, and they let the first one go through for $9 or something. But when they tried to do the 60 something, they called me. But
okay.
I didn't authorize or nothing else.
Okay, ma'am. Can you can I have your name, please?
Marilyn Bull, B-U-H-L. This is the second time this has happened, well, third time, because somebody stole my identity, and I had to go to the IRS, Social Security, everything. And I don't have no money for nobody to take out of my account. I'm on a fixed income.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Okay, Mary, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
What do you need my address for? I haven't ordered anything.
Ma'am, you got to be have some type of account. If you have the number, you have the phone number to call us. And I'm trying to locate the account.
Yeah, because the bank gave me your phone number because I went to the bank.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if the bank gave you the number, then you got to have an account. I'm trying to help you with the charge.
Okay, so my address is 1109 Rammler, Rambler Drive, Waco, Texas, 76710.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see where a charge tried to go through on December 16th for $67.32, and that was for the drone, and that's the membership that goes with the drone that you ordered on December the 12th, where you paid $9.97.
Okay, first, I didn't order anything, what I'm trying to tell you.
So, ma'am, you didn't... Okay, but how did they get your...
I don't know, but y'all need to put my $9. I don't know. Like I told you, this is the third time somebody's been in my account. Not you, but twice before.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Now,
yes, ma'am. I just want to do. Is there any way someone in your house could have ordered this without your knowledge?
Not that I know of, because I have my card.
Okay. Well, ma'am.
And
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Only me, my husband. I'm trying to tell you, that's me with somebody in my house.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Only me and my husband. I'm 67 and he's 73. Now, I do have grandchildren and all that. I ain't authorized nobody to use my card.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to let you know that we take credit card fraud seriously. So again, before I transfer, yes, ma'am, before I transfer you to the fraud department, you sure you didn't place this order? And nobody in your house placed this order, because anybody normally will be prosecuted.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna transfer. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna transfer you to the fraud department. Hold on.
Okay. Don't make no damn sense. Shit. Yeah, we don't get but a little social security and then somebody try to take it. Baby, that's ridiculous. I know. And then try to make it seem like I ordered some mess. What in the hell is a dong? Some of them. That's what I'm saying, honey. You're 73, and I'm 67, and it don't make no sense. Shit. Excuse me, baby. I'm about to hit the damn wall. Oh, Jesus, keep me. Okay, when I drop you off right here, and I'm just coming when you need to be here. I'll see you in a little bit. We got to be at the church at... Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. We had to get to church at 4. So I'll get you before then. All right, bye. Huh? Yeah, I got a headache now. I'm gone.
Okay, ma'am, I'm about to transfer you to the fraud department.
Okay. That's her right there. All right, love.
Hey.
I need to go in there, but I gotta wait. Oh, this bitch, she's calling me now. Oh, God. They don't have anything. They got the Christmas tablecloth.